Well, hello, everyone, and thank you for joining me, whether you are listening or watching. I'm Jill Bloom, group publisher of Roofing Contractor, Walls and Ceilings, and Building Enclosure, and honored to be here with Trent Cotney, the partner of Adams and Reese. Trent, thank you so much for joining me.
Hey, Jill, how are you doing? It's great to be here.
Always great to talk to you, Trent. This is really important, everybody out there who's listening. So Trent's going to share some really important information about a new act that's kind of coming around here in the United States, but something else looks like it's kind of evolving from China. From what you're saying, Trent, what do we need to know about this?
Absolutely. So many of you may have heard about some of the potential human rights violations and other things that are coming out of the People's Republic of China in the Uyghur or Uyghur region. It's an autonomous region where they have been putting people into forced labor camps. Well, a Forced Labor Prevention Act was recently passed, and starting June 21st, 2022, that they are going to put a ban on any goods that have this forced labor component coming from China, regardless of whether they're made in whole or in part, okay? You can overcome that presumption, but you got to show what's known as clear and convincing evidence, which is very difficult. So what goods are included? Well, you know, Jill, it's a lot. There's textiles, there's computer parts, electronics, garments. And here's the one thing, I think there's going to be some construction related materials. So in particular, silica-based products come from that region. You can anticipate that the U.S. Border and Custom Control will look at these goods, and they may prevent some of these coming from China getting into our supply chain. So look out for this. This could potentially slow up or possibly prevent distributors and manufacturers from obtaining either raw materials or finished products if they have come from that Uyghur region of China.
So you were also saying, Trent, something about even goods and products that have parts or pieces that are from this autonomous region. Can you explain what that is too?
Yeah. So let's say there's a lot of mining in that region. All right. So let's say they were mining and they use silica for creation of a mortar or tile that's being shipped to the U.S. Okay. That would be flagged as something under this act. And that's why it's very difficult to figure out what's what. And you've got it's a very high standard to overturn that. So it's going to be something to watch out for. I think it's going to cause and create additional supply chain management issues. And obviously, you know, last thing that we need is more material volatility. So that's why it's on my radar.
Got it. Well, thank you for watching that for everybody, because that'll be critical for everybody to know. The second thing that I definitely want to make sure you tell everybody is, you were talking about some claims, and I might pronounce it wrong. So before I pronounce it wrong.
Yeah, subrogation. So we've gotten a lot of these claims. And just to briefly go over what it is, let's say you are a roofing contractor that does work for a homeowner, and that a leak happens and causes damage. That homeowner makes a claim to their insurance company. The insurance company pays that claim. And then what they do is they sue the roofing contractor for the equivalent of reimbursement of what they paid out. Okay, there's a lot of different things that go into play there. And one of the first things that you need to decide, you know, regardless of whether you're, you know, a walls and ceiling or roofing contractor, whatever you might be, is do you tender it over to your insurance? Obviously, you have to give notice to your insurance company. You have to give them an opportunity to defend and to cover you and provide proper notice in order to do that. But you need to factor in the amount of the claim. If the amount of the claim is $4,000 and your deductible is $5,000, then it makes a lot more sense for you to try to resolve it or to handle it yourself, because you're going to end up paying the insurance company probably more than it would cost you to resolve the claim. So the key thing here is that a case came out recently saying you got to give notice. So if you decide to handle it yourself, and then once a judgment comes out, you know, against you, you can't then give notice. That's the key thing, is make sure that you make that decision up front, and you must give notice as soon as you get word of the claim.
Well, we've got a very important thing we need to talk about, Trent, that is extremely critical for just about every HR person out there, anybody who's a business owner on any level. Roe v. Wade came down from the Supreme Court and it's been overturned. Can you just please, as a business owner, what's important for everybody to know?
Sure. And let me start off by saying, none of this has anything to do with politics. This is just strictly, you know, what you should know as an employer. And the key thing to understand is that in this decision, what the Supreme Court said is that there was not a constitutional right. This was basically a privacy right. And this opinion didn't ban abortion in and of itself, but said that the states have the ability to make that determination. It made it a state-based process. So the interesting thing that employers are having to navigate right now is figure out what is my state law on this, right? And some states are in flux. They're trying to determine, what do I do? How do I deal with this? At the same time, there are employees that have questions about what their rights are, what their benefits are. Is it covered? Is it not covered? And I think the key thing for HR professionals to do is pay attention to what the state laws are. This is in flux, right? You can expect additional challenges and other things to happen. And just make sure that you are adequately communicating what your policies are via your employee manual or other written documentation that so that employees know exactly where you stand. But again, you know, this is not, we have had a lot of upheaval this year, Jill, and this is just an example of that. I anticipate that there's going to be more decisions along these lines coming from the Supreme Court in the next few months.
Thank you for that insight. If anybody has any questions for Trent, how do they get a hold of you?
Sure, they can email me at trent.cotney@arlaw.com.
And everybody knows where to find us, roofingcontractor.com, wconline.com, or buildingenclosureonline.com. We can't wait to talk to you soon. Thanks again, Trent.